This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I formally declare Donald J. Trump and Michael R. Pence the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of these United States. To throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates. Congratulations, Dad. We love you.
I'm so proud to be your nominee for President of the United States.
As to Hillary Clinton lying to the American people, is she guilty or not guilty?
For us. It's not Hillary.
For my father, impossible is just the starting point.
His desire for excellence is contagious.
His true gift as a leader is that he sees the potential in people that they don't even see in themselves.
Whatever he does, he gives his all.
A president who will unleash the greatness in our nation. That president can only be my mentor, my best friend, my father, Donald Trump.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Scott, sometimes in life you have a moment, and it always seems to happen with your family, when you think, okay, God, if I died tomorrow, this was all worth it. And I got to think, you know, for Donald Trump, you know, the representation of his family, his kids, wow, showcased on a national stage, and you're talking about a family that a year ago had zippo political experience. And yes, he's a business guy and he's, you know, entertained politicians over the years and all that. But to be on a stage like this and a year ago, 17 other, you know, candidates for the presidency for the Republican Party just laughed at Donald Trump. They called him a clown. It was a circus act. There was no way. But now officially the numbers that even the pundits said he would never reach. And even at this last movement, you know, the Never Trump, you know, people, what they tried to do, you know, was unsuccessful. You know, he's made it this far to the finish line. So, you know, the first objective is completed, and now on to the next mission, right?
And that all that worked out in his favor, too. We saw towards the end when Rubio and Cruz started paying more attention to Trump, they started to have better numbers. If they would have taken him seriously right away and started to point out his flaws immediately, they might be in a different position right now. But both those guys have come around. They both endorse Trump now. So.
Well, they're seeing what it's all about. I mean, the bottom line, I mean, here it is. You know, Phyllis Schlafly, who you know as well, has said for years that the Republican Party has lost their distinction. They have been more of an echo to the Democratic Party as opposed to a clear choice. And she started this movement and rallying cry back in 1964, has since revised that, you know, best-selling book of hers, A Choice Not an Echo. And Donald Trump got it. Donald Trump is not an echo to the Democratic Party. He's not an echo to the establishment. I mean, he's sitting there turning things upside down. And as we've said, you know, for, you know, the last year, is he the Obi-Wan Kenobi for this country? Can he really, you know, turn this around? And in a sense, he's our only hope. And I'm thinking about this, Scott. I'm thinking, you know, if this doesn't happen, if the Republican Party does not win the White House, you might very well say goodbye to conservative representation in this country. You know, this is the only way that I know that there's any kind of I guess, saving opportunity of conservatism in this country. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Robert Spencer is with us right now, the director of Jihad Watch, a program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and author of 14 books, including 2 New York Times bestsellers. Latest book is titled The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS. Robert studied Islamic theology, law, and history for more than 25 years. He's trained the FBI and other government officials on the threats of jihad in America. Robert Spencer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Just great, Bill. You?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. I just got back from Ireland, and so I'm getting through the jet lag process ever so gently. You know how that goes. But anyway, hey, Robert, so much has gone on, you know, last week. I mean, every time I turn the television, if it wasn't what happened at Nice, you know, we've got an attempted coup in Turkey. You know, at one point, I'm looking at a tank. They're going head-to-head with about 60 people, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, if something goes wrong here, we could see a slaughter on live television. I mean, it just was absolute insanity.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, the thing is that the Islamic State has declared war on the West, on the United States in particular. This kind of thing is becoming more and more common, and it's just going to keep becoming increasingly common. And it's only exacerbated by the fact that our authorities, those who have sworn to protect us, are in complete denial about the motivating ideology and the nature and magnitude of the threat in general.
Well, for you who have studied Islam for 25 years, I mean, it took Thomas Jefferson a couple of moments, I guess, or a short study of the Quran to understand the ideology of Islam was such that it's incompatible with a democratic society.
Yeah, and the thing is that nobody wants to acknowledge that there are elements of Islamic law that really are incompatible with a democratic society. Look at the controversy over what Newt Gingrich said about Sharia right after the Nice attack. If there was anything, if he's saying something that's unconstitutional, that violates any of the protections of the American legal system, then I'm not in the least advocating that. But he was identifying a genuine problem, and that is that there are aspects of Islamic law that deny the freedom of speech, deny equality of rights to women, deny equality of rights to non-Muslims, call for the deaths of, the deaths of gays. All these things we're going to have to face sooner or later and decide whether we want to allow Sharia, allow people who believe that Sharia should be the law of the land into the country, or whether we need to step back and think that that might not be the wisest thing in the world to do.
But Robert's already here. I mean, we've got certain cities that are run, if even in the, you know, back rooms of it, by Sharia. I think in Texas, they came out front and just said, hey, we want Sharia law. And, of course, it got voted down. But we already see this happening in some communities where they're already starting, like Paris, to create these no-go zones. That's in the United States. And it's like, wait a minute, people are you know, putting their heads in the sand here and denying what is obviously taking place and taking a foothold. Now, what are we going to do? Are we going to wait until this metastasizes so deep within our culture that we're talking major surgery, or can we extract it sooner than later?
Well, I think that the answer to that question lies in the answer to the question of, are we going to even admit and have a public discussion about the incompatibility of Sharia with a free democratic society? Right now, that's denied everywhere by everyone, and you're accused of all sorts of ridiculous things, accused of being hateful and accused of being bigoted and Islamophobic if you even raise the question. When really, you know, it's common sense. It's right in front of our faces still that exactly. The Saudi system is a Sharia state. Iran is a Sharia. These are repressive, authoritarian societies that institutionalize discrimination against women and non-Muslims. Do we really think it's going to be different with Sharia here?
Yeah, and here they're taking advantage of the refugee situation to infiltrate our American democracy, take advantage of our laws, and pretty much use it against us. And you know, and you go, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? And as you say, because of political correctness and other issues, you know, we can't have a fair conversation about this. It's just being thrust upon us, and then we're Islamophobe. Donald Trump reasonably says, hey, look, we need to vet these people, and the president says, oh no, we're vetting them, we've got it all handled. And then you've got the security personnel coming out and going, we're not even close. And so who are you to believe, the president or the guys whose job it is to do the job and say they can't do it? And so because Donald Trump says, hey, look, can we hit a pause button here? You've offended everybody. And the Democrats are going crazy and they're making this a rallying cry. And now he's just immigrant crazy. He's anti-immigrant and all that. And it wasn't anything close to what he said.
It's kind of amazing, really, that he was compared to Hitler. And it's as if he's the worst person in the world, when Hitler actually stopped Jews from emigrating from Germany so that he could kill them. And right. Donald Trump wants to stop Muslims from immigrating to the United States so that they won't kill us. And these things are supposed to be equivalent.
Go figure, huh? Our world has turned upside down because of all this and this administration where, you know, you say, well, wait a minute, doesn't the president take a vow to, his job, his number one job is to protect the citizens, we the people. What's wrong with this picture?
Yes. Exactly. And why is it that even basic moves to protect the people are condemned now as bigotry and hatred? And it's as if you have to be in favor of endangering large numbers of Americans by bringing over untold numbers of Islamic jihadi, or else you are politically incorrect and ruled out of polite society. It's an absurd situation, really.
Well, you know, Robert, let me ask you this, because this is something that I've been, you know, chewing on for quite a while here regarding the refugee situation. You know, when any country has been in crisis, America, out of our own DNA, our natural inclination is to respond and help. But sometimes I think we've gone overboard here to where we've opened ourselves to all kinds of issues. And we are assuming that just because people are in trouble, we need to bring them here to America instead of helping them in their own home country. Is it easier, I think, and I think it is, to help people in their own home country as opposed to displacing them here 1,000 miles away, away from their family, away from their culture, and just assume that, hey, lucky for you, you get to come to America. And they go, hey, you know what? I don't care for America. I got to tell you, my grandfather, he was Mexican. And he lived and died for Mexico. He came to America in 1900, paid one penny, crossing into Texas for his citizenship. But he told my grandmother, he says, do not bury me in America. I do not want to die here in America. If I'm going to die, I want to die in Mexico. And now this is my grandfather, who had a lot of land that the federales, the Mexican government, came in and stole his property acre by acre, to where after it was said and done, by the time he died, the only thing was left was his house and the guest house. That was it. All the other property had been taken away, had been confiscated by the government. But yet, his heart and soul was in Mexico. It wasn't to support the American way of life. My grandmother, on the other hand, a little bit different, and she just felt like, hey, look, I'm going to help the kids here. We're going to assimilate. And my uncles and aunts assimilated. Several, you know, fought in the war. My father as well, although he's more from Spain than Mexico. But the point being is that my grandfather, he was a Mexican till the day he died. He wasn't American, didn't want to be American. And so I think about these refugees who come in that have their nationalistic heart and soul, in their homeland, and we think we're doing them a big favor by bringing them here to America, and they don't want
it. There's a big problem. There's an even bigger problem, Bill, compounding everything that you're saying, is that Islam teaches that it has a system of government that is superior to all of the systems of government because right. It's decreed by God, and so it has to be implemented everywhere.
Robert Spencer, director of Jihad Watch, is with us. We got more from Robert Spencer right after the break. Stay with us, America.
Lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Oh, well, he's very popular, yes. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Let's give him something to talk about.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our visit with Robert Spencer, the director of Jihad Watch, a program of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, continues. Robert, before the break, we were talking about the complexities of refugees, and especially, you know, the idea of Muslims who come to this country. And I'm not telling them to tear out pages of what they believe in. If that's what they believe in, stay in your country, go make it work, and let's see. But if you're going to come here and threaten us, which they've made it obvious, they said, look, we want to come after America, and some would say, are we rather stupid to let them come in when they've already said they hate us and they want to destroy us?
Yeah, you know, this is another thing. The Islamic State has already threatened that they are going to flood Europe with refugees. Mm-hmm. And they don't mean they're just going to overwhelm the welfare systems to the point of collapse, although that's also part of it. But they also have boasted about embedding jihadis among the refugees. And we have seen it happen. Two of the attackers in Paris in November, where they killed 130 people, had just come into Europe as refugees in October. And there's just no way to vet, no way to distinguish these people from peaceful refugees. And so we're just setting ourselves up for disaster.
Well, and you've got these latest episodes of radicalization that are almost materializing out of nowhere. I mean, like the situation in Nice, what we're hearing about, is this guy was eating pork and drinking, you know, just weeks before. And, you know, so he was a bad Muslim. Maybe he thought he was going to redeem himself by running people over there, you know, in Nice.
Absolutely. And this is something that's been completely overlooked in the coverage about it. That people say, oh, look, see, he was promiscuous. And look, he was drinking and he was doing drugs. He didn't go to mosque. This is not an Islamic jihad attack. Well, in reality, Islam teaches that jihad is the great deed that outweighs every other deed. And so in Islam, if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you go to paradise. But if your bad deeds outweigh your good deeds, you go to hell. So here's a guy with a lot of bad deeds lining up on the one side of the scale, and he thinks, I can expiate my sins, I can get to paradise if I do some great act of jihad.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfectly clear from an Islamic standpoint, and it's our willful ignorance about it that hamstrings our response.
Of course, the same thing happened in Orlando. You got a you have a Muslim who's going to gay bars. He, you know, the stories now you hear is that he tried to pick up several men. He was, you know, his father thought he had homosexual tendencies. All this is coming out, and of course, during the time of Ramadan, I guess when you commit jihad, then you get a bonus.
Oh, yeah, Ramadan is the month of jihad, because Ramadan is the time when you're supposed to be dedicating yourself, rededicating yourself to Allah and strengthening your commitment to Islam. And so it's the perfect time for a jihad strike, because that is considered to be an act of devotion to Allah, to wage war against the infidels, as is commanded in the Quran.
Now, Robert, you're training FBI, other government agencies, trying to bring them up to speed in what's going on. But yet, we're also aware we have a president. You know, people want to argue whether or not he's Muslim. I can't look into his heart. That's not my job. But I can look at the fruit of his deeds and his policies. And he clearly is very Muslim sympathetic. And I would think that he, you know, given a choice between Christians and Muslims, he's going to lean toward, you know, supporting, you know, Muslim ideology. And that seems to be very clear in what we've seen in the last 8 years of his administration, 7+ years, I should say. And there's also evidence within the government itself. There are many Muslims within the upper echelons of our federal government. Is it any wonder that we're not, you know, so influenced and so pro-Muslim with some of those policies?
Yes, and it's worse than that, actually, because, you know, you said I train FBI. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore, and I don't do it anymore because I was fired in 2011, and that was at the demand of Muslim groups who wrote to John Brennan, who was then the Homeland Security czar and, of course, is now the head of the CIA, and demanded that I be fired, that other people who spoke about the motives and goals of the enemy be fired. And now there is not a single syllable. There is nothing in counterterror training that would give you the impression that there is any threat from Islamic Jihad. There is no mention of Islam or Jihad in any counterterror training in any U.S. agency. And so our law enforcement and intelligence officials are abysmally unaware, unless they educate themselves on their own, of the motives and goals of those who have vowed to destroy it.
Well, even if they educate themselves on their own, Robert, if they're out of step with policy in this administration, they're putting their jobs on the line.
Precisely. And so we're in an extremely vulnerable situation because it is official government policy not to know anything about the foremost threat the nation faces. And that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, how do we find ourselves in this kind of situation? You know, we've talked with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who you know, on many occasions, and he's aghast that we can't identify or refuse to identify the enemy, and we're just setting ourselves up.
Well, this all happened because the Islamic groups in the United States, like the Council on American Islamic Relations and others, they have very skillfully portrayed themselves as victims and claimed that they are being targeted in a way that is akin to racist discrimination against blacks or other minorities, and that therefore counterterror efforts have to be dismantled or rolled back because they are inherently discriminatory and hateful against Muslims. And there are a lot, the American left is completely bought into this nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now we have this scenario that, you know, they're telling people, you know, if you see something, say something. But yet, we've got instances of whistleblowers getting themselves in trouble. I mean, even most recently, for example, not even a jihad situation. We're just talking Planned Parenthood. We got somebody taking video of people doing something illegal. He ends up in jail, and Planned Parenthood gets, they're off scot-free, still getting federal support. So we're sending the wrong message on so many levels time and again, and we wonder why this country is in such chaos.
Quite right. I mean, it's as if the insane are in charge, and we have insane foreign policies, insane domestic policies. Their insanity is to be out of touch with reality, and there's nothing more out of touch with reality than the Obama administration's response to the jihad threat.
Well, the RNC convention, the first night, talked about making America safe again. Rudy Giuliani was very passionate about it. He evoked some passion that we could only hope would come from our president. I keep saying that America is looking for another, George W. Bush moment, standing upon the wreckage of the Twin Towers there in New York, letting them know that we were coming to get them. But that's been clearly missing, from the dialogue here in this country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it seems as if cowardice rules the day, and we do not have people who are willing to stand up and say that we're going to fight this. I mean, even in the Bush administration, we went into Iraq and Afghanistan and installed Sharia as the highest law of the land in new constitution. And that's the in other words, it's as if we had gone into Germany and put Mein Kampf as the chief basis for law in post-war Germany, with the basis on which they attacked us. We have to stand instead for our own principles and values.
Exactly. I mean, we endorse things like that, and look what happened, what's happening in Iran. I mean, what are we telling our allies and the rest of the people that have looked to America for its leadership?
Yes, it's demoralizing, really, and it's confusing. And it has made for this thorough confusion about exactly who it is that we're fighting and what we intend to accomplish by doing so.
Well, Robert Spencer, I cannot thank you enough for all the work that you do with Jihad Watch and everybody associated with it. We thank you so much for coming on and bringing us up to speed and keeping us informed as to what's going on. I mean, you've had 25 years of experience, and you've probably forgotten more than most of us will ever learn. And we're grateful for you being willing to share this with us. Where can the people go for more information?
I'm at jihadwatch.org. That's J-I-H-A-D-watch.org. Updated many times daily with news and commentary about jihad activity. And I've written 15 books on these issues, and they can be reached. They can be found at Amazon.com and any self-respecting bookstore.
You got it. And they'll be linked at our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Robert Spencer, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a blessed day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that more than three-quarters of parents consider their child's education an important part of the search for a new home. Of those, more than half will buy a home in a specific neighborhood to get their child into a better school. The inaugural Bank of America Homebuyer Insights Report also found that the quality and reputation of a school are crucial when purchasing a new home. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Education Executive, Bank of America.
With back-to-school season quickly approaching, we're seeing families take advantage of this break to move into new school districts for a better educational experience. It's important for potential buyers to sit down with a mortgage loan officer and look at their financial picture as a whole in order to make the best purchase decisions for their families. There are numerous financing and planning options available to make the transition as smooth as possible for today's home buyers.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America today. Today.
Your program.
Hey, bringing the truth to you, even though it may be hard to hear, but it's important that you wake up, America. It's Bill Martinez live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, they are coming to America, leaving, their countries because of, what our next guest is going to be talking about, and that is The Problem of Socialism, his latest book. It is a slow creep, and it is amazing. You know, I was in Ireland, and I spoke to people there, and very fascinated with America, and they're just scratching their heads and going, what are you guys doing? You know, the very thing that we're trying to escape to is the very thing that you guys are starting to embrace. I know it's absolutely insane. Tom DiLorenzo is with us. As I said, he's written a new book, The Problem with Socialism. He's a professor of economics at Loyola University, Maryland, and a member of the senior faculty of the Ludwig von Mises, I hope I'm saying that right, Ludwig von Mises Institute. Thomas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm glad to be with you, Bill. I'm doing fine.
Well, this country, it's been a slow creep. We've moved more and more towards socialism, and socialism is this panacea dream, as you outline in your book, where you've got a bloated government saying they're the answer to everything.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. There was a Pew Foundation poll a few months ago that said that 69% of 30 could vote for a socialist for president. And, of course, hundreds of thousands of the young people, you know, flopped around Bernie Sanders when he started promising them free health care, free education, free groceries, and, you know, whatever else. Hillary Clinton is promising $5,000 per baby now to be invested by the government. And then as soon as the baby reaches voting age of 18, they get the money. Mm-hmm. And so there seemed to be no limit to it. And so I wrote this book, The Problem with Socialism. It's very easy to read. Aimed mostly at the millennials and their parents, who you know, of course, didn't live through the Cold War and don't seem to know anything about socialism. But all they need to do really is read something on the internet today about socialist Venezuela and the horrible economic implosion that's occurring there right now.
Exactly. Well, like I told you, I just got back from Ireland, Tom, and we were doing a tour around the city. And as the tour guide was taking us, you know, and showing us different buildings, talked about how they started. I mean, these beautiful buildings that were, you know, developed by entrepreneurs there in Ireland, and how the government, and he didn't even, you know, it's all very casual. It was like, this was, you know, back then, this building was, you know, a functioning medical hospital, and it was the dream and vision of this particular Irishman, and now this federal government had taken over these buildings. I mean, this was time after time after time where the government came in and just, it's like The Blob, you know, when we were kids growing up. Remember that movie, The Blob?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of absorbed, you know, the country. And they're all laissez-faire about it to a degree. And, you know, and I turned to my buddy, I said, this is what happens with socialism. Government just comes in and swallows people's dreams and everything. The only thing they couldn't swallow up is Guinness. Guinness is just so massive, and they made a 200-year lease arrangement, I think for like £45. I mean, it's unbelievable what they pay per year. And I'm sure they're going crazy like they are here in California, where I happen to be, you know, broadcasting from this week. You know, with Proposition 13, the politicians there in Sacramento go nuts because they see all this revenue that they can't get.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. I'm a Guinness drinker, so it's good to hear they're in a good financial position for the future. But it's sort of like Sweden is the same thing. You know, Sweden was one of the wealthiest countries in the world in the late 19th, early 20th century. They had the highest per capita income growth in the world for about 50 years, beginning in 1870. Mm-hmm. And then they adopted, you know, the Swedish welfare state, and they nationalized a lot of industries, and the government took over, as you were describing. And in Sweden, they did not create a single net new job from 1950 until 2005, 55 years.
And what was that, by accident or something? Somebody made a mistake and a job was created?
Yeah. No, actually what happened was, you know, it finally, the whole thing imploded in the 1980s when, you know, they began printing money like mad to bail themselves out, and they created hyperinflation and 500% interest rates. And that led to a revolt, a sort of a Margaret Thatcher-style revolt, where they privatized a lot of industries, they deregulated, and they made a bit of a comeback. But their per capita income is still lower than Mississippi, which is our lowest income state in this country.
Yeah.
And that's the country, one of the countries, though, that the Bernie Sanders of the world and the Hillary Clintons of the world are touting as, you know, what we should be like.
Yeah, you know, and this is the thing that millennials, and I think other people in general, I was watching a gentleman last night in a focus group, and he said, Bernie talks to my heart. And I'm going, wait a minute. Well, okay, I understand he talks to your heart, but can you do the math? You know, already the economist said, you know, Bernie Sanders would take our 20 million and double that in lickety-split time. Does that make any impact at all on your consciousness and understanding what makes the world go round?
Yeah, you should always be suspicious of a man who brags that he spent his honeymoon in Moscow in the darkest days of the Soviet Union, which is Bernie Sanders does. But, you know, my experience has been, I'm a college professor, and last semester I had some students who are Bernie Sanders supporters, and I told them, you know, I don't work for free, and my doctor doesn't work for free. How could it be that healthcare or education could be free? And honest to God, they had looks on their faces like, wow, no one ever brought that up to me. I never thought of that. And once you start explaining to these young people how much this is going to cost them, and then I put the debt clock on a screen in the classroom, you know, there's this debt clock that it goes 1,000 miles an hour, adding dollar after dollar to the national debt.
Exactly.
And they understand very quickly that they're going to be on the hook to pay that debt when they graduate and get jobs.
Right.
And so it doesn't take that much to persuade and educate some of the younger people about some of the nonsense that these political demagogues like Bernie Sanders give them. And some of them turned into being pretty resentful of politicians like Sanders, who obviously are taking them as fools.
Well, what I have seen, Tom, is that elites, you know, the socialists of the world, they need people who are groomed on entitlement to support their longevity and their survival. Without that, they can't survive. So what they do, they start with entitlements, and they just kind of suck them in, so to speak, until they tighten the noose, and then before you know it, they're engaged in a modern-day form of slavery, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, Karl Marx himself, you know, everything he predicted was wrong. One of the things he predicted was that under capitalism and markets, the workers would be stuck at subsistence wages. You know, they would just barely make enough to survive and to work in the factories. And of course, but when you think about it, that's people on welfare. People on welfare are the ones who are barely able to survive. The government throws them just enough crumbs to keep them going. And, you know, they live in dilapidated slums called public housing. And that's about it. But it's the market where people have opportunity and can rise up and improve themselves. Just the opposite. But the politicians keep selling the same old thing, the same old thing, because it benefits them.
Well, again, let's
do... Socialism does it. Yeah. Benefits a small political elite, and the rest of the people are equal in their misery.
Exactly. And, you know, look at the war on poverty. $22 trillion it's been estimated that we've spent in the last 50-plus years, Dom. And what have we done? It's actually gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better. You know,
yeah.
$22 trillion, that's with a T, ladies and gentlemen, like T for Tom, okay? Lots of money here, and we're not doing any better than we were, you know, 50-plus years ago with, you know, President Johnson when LBJ introduced the program.
Well, some people are the people who run the system. You know, in Hawaii, there was a Cato Institute study that said it's just seven welfare programs, just seven out of 120, they make $39,000 a year. So that means to get off of welfare to make it financially worthwhile, you have to get a job paying, what, 70 or 80, you know, before taxes.
Right.
And welfare is going to be hired by paying them $80,000 a year.
Yeah.
So you're stuck on welfare forever. It's just not rational to ever get off of it.
Exactly. They definitely put a lid on your dreams and ambition and incentive to be the best that you can be, as they would say. Tom DiLorenzo has been our guest, professor and author of the book, The Problem with Socialism, and it'll be linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
8326.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And hey, if you want to be in the, in the run for that free Miracle of Heaven DVD and Blu-ray disc, all you got to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We'll put you in a hopper, and if we draw your name, make sure you include your address so we know where to send it, okay? It works just like that. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor, as always. James, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, fantastic. Good to be with you.
Well, showcased this week, everybody's looking at Cleveland, and maybe we need to have a little pause anyway, and we'll deal with some politics there in Cleveland with the excitement, a lot of emotions and a lot of perspectives on display. And oh, by the way, not to mention the GOP convention, right?
Yeah, not to mention that. Yeah, it's kind of like the 60s. The 1960s on steroids. Mm. And people, when the, you know, they had the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention, the political institutions were having their events during a time where it felt like the country was falling apart. It felt like society was breaking down. Well, it's so much worse now.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to have a terrorist act every week. We have police being summarily executed,
right.
And we have this poisonous atmosphere against our law enforcement professionals, and here comes the Republican Convention, and Donald Trump, the master of stagecraft, is going to bring these sort of Hollywood instincts to the convention, and I know, the left is all poised to no matter what happens at this GOP convention, the left is going to characterize it as mean-spirited, racist, sexist, xenophobic, homophobic, you name it.
Yeah,
because it's inevitable,
right,
when you have Trump and Pence, two people right of center with the policies that they have, that the left is going to. But what's interesting to me is that each night of this convention, beginning tonight, is going to have a theme. And it's funny because the theme has evolved because I've been following this and I have sources myself within the convention organizers. They've now changed each theme to fit the primary slogan of the campaign, Make America Great Again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking tonight, it's domestic and national security.
Yeah, we're talking Monday. We're talking Monday night here because they're going to hear this on Wednesday. So,
yes, Monday
right.
night.
Yes.
Okay, so Monday night they're going to have the theme be "Make America Safe Again."
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they're going to talk about within that context is they're going to have a whole presentation about the 2012 attack on the compound in Benghazi, and that's going to tell the truth about Benghazi, which, of course, Hillary Clinton did not do. And we're going to hear what's interesting is I cover Hollywood. You know, Scott Baio is going to speak, Antonio Sabato Jr., Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be a private citizen speaking, Jamil Shaw Sr., whose son was tragically killed by an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Rudy Giuliani, and the potential first lady, Melania Trump, is
yes.
going to speak. So it should be interesting. And then the second night of the convention's theme is Make America Work Again.
Mm-hmm.
Make America Work Again. Now, originally it was going to be, you know, the economy and trade. And there's a real interesting, eclectic group of people in each night, included in the second night, is the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the Mixed Martial Arts Organization, Dana
yeah.
White,
mm-hmm.
is going to be speaking. But a lot of actual establishment people are joining, and you know, which include Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader, the House Speaker, Paul Ryan, you know, Scott Walker, mm-hmm. And these kinds of people. But also it'll be a great moment because Dr. Ben Carson is going to speak, and I think America's been a lot of people in America have been waiting to hear him make he makes a great speech.
Exactly. Well, with Dana White being there, Make America, you know, I want people to understand. I mean, he might say, "Make America fight again for the things that really are meaningful." Maybe, huh?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And the third evening's theme is Make America First Again.
Mm.
And one of the things that they were, we don't know for sure if they're going to do this because this was sort of talked about, but they were going to talk about Bill Clinton and what he, you know, his mishandling of the Oval Office, his signing of NAFTA, but also, you know, the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal,
mm-hmm.
Which the Trump campaign doesn't back away from like others. And then that night, the third night, is going to have as its culmination the acceptance of the vice presidential running mate, you know,
mm-hmm.
Indiana
right.
Governor Mike Pence. And then, of course, the fourth evening, Thursday night, is the culmination of the whole thing, which is where Trump becomes the official formal nominee. To run for commander-in-chief. And he gives a speech. And I got to believe this will be partially written, partially improv, but this is going to be a barn burner. The speech that Trump gives is his acceptance speech. I'm looking forward to that. Another unconventional convention speaker that will speak on that night is Silicon Valley entrepreneur Peter Thiel, a venture capitalist on that night. But also he'll have, you know, some accomplished GOP women like Tennessee Representative Marsha Blackburn, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon. There's a ton of speakers, and it should be good. Now, Tim Tebow was scheduled to speak, and then he pulled out for some reason. And, you know, it was even on, sources were indicating that was firmed up on one of the nights, but he pulled away. So
right, exactly.
I don't know what the reasoning was, but I really wanted to hear Tim Tebow, and I thought it would have been great. But you know, with Trump's family, he can pad. Each night has members of his family. You know, his daughter Tiffany, his two sons Donald Jr. and Eric, and also this.
Well, I want to hear Ivanka. I want to hear what she has to say.
Oh, definitely. Oh, Ivanka's like the secret weapon.
Exactly.
Get this, they have one of the most advanced stages ever put together to talk about stagecraft.
Mm.
They have a 1,711 square foot, 10 million pixel digital screen that's going to be in center stage right above the speaker, who's ever speaking. And there are twin white staircases that lead up to the stage and the speaker's podium. They have 647 moving light fixtures that where they can change the color and tone. It's like a, you know, really, it's like a U2 concert.
Yeah, wow.
That's what
yeah.
it reminds me of. Mm-hmm. And the guy who produces a veteran, his name is Phil Alongi, mm-hmm. and he is a former producer for NBC News and the Discovery Channel. And so this guy is an Emmy Award winner. And then with Trump's instincts, understanding the business, the pacing, the drama, the suspense, I just can't help but be optimistic. This is going to be an amazing television experience.
Well, without a doubt, can you imagine the Republicans out Hollywooding the Democrats?
Yeah, I think they have up till now. Mm. And the 60 Minutes interview leading into this was vintage Donald Trump. I mean, he was not holding back. He would not back down to Leslie Stahl. When he discussed Hillary Clinton, one of the key moments, he said, "I call her Crooked Hillary because she's crooked." And Leslie Stahl says, "That's name calling." And Donald Trump says, "No, it isn't. It's true."
Mm.
It's those kinds of moments that are that make people who are in the Republican base want to stand up and cheer every time they hear it because they're so used to timidity.
Exactly.
And one thing Trump is the opposite of timidity. Mm-hmm. And I notice it's infectious because all of a sudden Mike Pence is becoming this, who's known as a very gentle guy,
mm-hmm.
is now becoming a lot stronger.
How can you help but not get animated next to Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, he's infectious, right?
Yeah, I definitely would think so.
Right. So this is, we've got a lot to look forward to.
Senator
Go ahead.
Senator Ted Cruz is speaking tonight, on Wednesday mm-hmm. night.
Uh-huh.
And Marco Rubio is speaking by video. But it's going to be interesting to see the way Ted Cruz addresses this and conducts himself, because people, even Rance Priebus and even people within the party, are hoping that there's a photo op with Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, shaking hands, holding their arms up in the air, and showing unity.
Well, it's going to be important. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is, Paul Manafort, those in the Trump circle are hoping and doing everything they can to bring this party together. Because it's either Trump or it's Hillary. That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
No, I mean, in reality, they're still, Bill Kristol and Mitt Romney are still talking about a third party. The libertarians, are feeling fairly optimistic with Gary Johnson. They'll probably get an extra percentage point. But the reality is, if you want to stop Hillary Clinton, and we must, you have to support this Republican ticket. And Mike Pence has done, the one thing that the selection of Mike Pence has done is it really has totally put the brakes on for this Never Trump movement.
Exactly.
And it's united the party.
Without a doubt. Well, we've got to wrap it up, James, speaking of Hollywood. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.